This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
American rebirth and renaissance. 1 year after the historic Trump victory, 34-hour special live broadcast beginning tomorrow, 8 a.m. Say what you want about Trump. Irrevocable damage to the globalist order. Major prosperity to the general population. Free market being promoted, political correctness having its back broken, nationalist movements launched globally, the EU imploding. But Phil Mudd and others at the CIA said they'd already have Trump out of office. Now they're telling people in D.C., high-level Bush operatives, that Trump will be gone by December. Well, I think rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated, but I have remembered Tom in London calling with some accurate predictions in the last 2.5 years. And so you got about 4 minutes here. Recap what you said. They are gearing up for war. Saudi Arabia with Iran. This act of war, this missile getting launched out of Yemen into there with that whole civil war. Give us your calculus and why you think this is the case. And are you saying Trump is a player in this? Because, again, I'm not betting Trump is going to be gone in a year. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly won't be gone by December, because he won't have done what he's supposed to do by then. The Iran thing, it's going to start with the usual thing. It's going to be a false flag. I mean, I think that's the only way that they can actually do it. And in Saudi Arabia, they're getting rid of, it's quite interesting that Israeli publications like Debka File are pointing to what's going on in Saudi Arabia as getting rid of opposition to reforms. But what they're really doing is getting rid of opposition to Iranian aggression.
No, I agree. That's our White House sources tell us that these were people that were soft on Iran, and that's why they're being arrested, not corruption. And they were also anti-Trump forces.
They were blocking aggression against Iran. And now, you know, this is all being done very quickly, which indicates that what's going to actually happen is going to be in the fairly near future, maybe early next year. And also, they're bringing down the North Korea smoke screen. I mean, the North Korea, you know, was an important smoke screen, but this is now being sort of gradually being brought down, making way for the Iranian situation.
But why would Trump allow him? Okay, how are they going to get rid of Trump? Because, I mean, surely Iran and what we see with Saudi Arabia, Sunni versus Shiite, that's the ongoing big civil war. It is getting hotter. I mean, you're right there. I mean, I told people 15 years ago, Saudi Arabia has nukes. So does Iran. Now that's coming out. So a lot of this is known. But why would Trump be removed in the process after this? What's the calculus there?
Well, there's not necessarily a connection there, but I mean, that's part of the wider idea with the wider reason that the establishment wanted Trump.
Yeah, but Hillary and the top globalists and Soros funding her thought Trump was good because he'd lose in a general election and actually, made him the focus early on, because they don't know what they're doing. They're not unified. They're not one global elite now. It's fractured. And there's major moves inside the establishment for prosperity and to get out of the eugenics-based depopulation plan. I mean, there's a real debate going on, brother, inside the power structure about that right now.
I think they put up Hillary because they knew that she would lose. And because, yeah, I mean, some people...
Let me ask you this. Do you think Trump... Why do they want to get rid of Trump?
They want to get rid of Trump in disgrace, sort of thing.
But do you think Trump knows that? Sure. To repudiate nationalism, create a global depression or something, like they did in 29, to blame nationalism?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're not going to put up with that. It's not going to happen. So we're aware of a lot of what's going on. And you are right. They're gearing up for war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. But again, we'll see what ends up unfolding. I don't think Trump, who in many ways is a joker in a good way, wants to be somebody else's man. I think the globalists are in deep trouble.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Years, and he's made some predictions that came true. I mean, I predicted Trump was going to win the nomination to win the presidency, too. So it doesn't mean that everything I predict comes true, but he thinks after a big Iran-Saudi war that's coming, that clearly is now being moved to the front burner, that then Trump will be removed to discredit nationalism. Well, I don't think Trump wants to go along with that. Clearly the globalists are thinking about that. Clearly they're pushing that. We're going to go to your phone calls right now, and then coming up, I've got some really amazing clips I want to get to. A congressman gets really rattled by a woman exposing some key issues we're going to get to. We've got more on what happened in Texas, and, of course, we're taking your phone calls right now. We're about to go to Tal, Alyssa, Zach, and Mark. But we are seeing the globalists try to destroy and discredit nationalism, but they're being irrevocably damaged. And the authoritarian nature and unelected nature and anti-free market and anti-prosperity nature, ethos, worldview of the New World Order is so anti-human and so bad and so villainous, they may have some delusional plan to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, but it isn't happening. The move against globalism, the move to decentralize, has always been happening, and now it's accelerating. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And these globalists have the same disease of authoritarians, where they become megalomaniacs, and they believe they're invincible. I know so many people that make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year that go from being a normal person making $50,000 a year to being crazy and believing they're invincible. I know folks that become movie stars and go crazy. I mean, most people get power, they go nuts. You know, they made a bunch of documentaries and books where most people, like 95% or more, it's almost 100% that win $50 million, $100 million, $200 million in a lottery, it destroys their life, their children, them, within 2 years. They're dead or in prison or bankrupt. And the globalists are the same way. I mean, they are just out of control. And once they don't have the public's support, once the public's not in a trance, once the public's awake, once the public knows that the social contract has been violated, we will form a new social contract together for prosperity that removes them from the equation entirely. And if they want a war, they'll get one of those too. Imagine all the little mindless devil worshiper scumbags that feel like they're part of the power structure with the professors and everybody. And now the Christians and folks they hate, that they look down on, aren't being their intellectual slaves anymore. So they think they'll go kill some people at some churches and stuff to whip us back into support. We see right through you, you little punks. Insecure pedophiles who don't want a relationship with a full-grown woman, they're attracted to little kids. Turns out Kelly was a pedophile. Of course he was. Got a pedophile problem. Got a devil worshiper problem. Got a punk problem. They think they're smarter than everybody. They're lazy. They're stupid. They're video game TV heads. It's always the same MO. They're always on drugs. And they want to do something nasty and big to be manly. Waddle in, you know, 100 pounds overweight in his little black tactical uniform and shoot some women. He didn't go join a boxing class or jiu-jitsu class. He didn't go actually become a medic in the military. He didn't know. He just went around and beat up his girlfriend and his wife and beat up his stepkids because he was a punk. Because he needed to have his teeth knocked out. He needed to have his brain stomped out. But see, today, we let these punks just walk around, don't we? Next time I see one of these little devil worshipers pushing somebody around, I'm going to go ahead and do what's right. I'm going to go ahead and ask them if they're looking for a fight. Why don't they go ahead and get one right now? See, they always want to creep off. It's always about how they're in charge, how they're going to have it on their time. They're going to become a professor and corrupt your children. Look at it. He wants little girls because he's intimidated by women. He doesn't see beautiful, sexy, full-grown women and all their strength and everything and want that. So he didn't know how to tell a joke. He didn't know how to have fun. He didn't know how to... He just knows how to act like a little devil worshiper, pedophile. He knows how to waddle into a church and kill a bunch of men, women, and children. He's a real tough guy. Well, you know what, you little bastard? You're dead now. You got your permission from Antifa and the media to go out. Yeah, your mother-in-law's there, and they're a bunch of Christians, and you hate them, and you're a big leftist, Antifa. And you know what? You'll kill two birds with one stone. You've got permission to be a sack of crap. You're going to go in there and kill a bunch of people, but oh, did you drop your gun and run once you got shot in the leg and the stomach, pee-peeing on yourself, they reported going, mommy, 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 when he bled out on the side of the highway, you little coward. Talon, South Carolina, thanks for holding it on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother.
I just want to make 2 points. I know how it is being a radio show host myself in the past, so I know a lot of people are waiting. But first of all, I want to talk about the Uranium One victim. These are people that Hillary Clinton has directly affected with her Russian deal, such as the ranchers out in Oregon, the Hammonds, and those that went and supported the Hammonds. You do know that the Bundys uncovered evidence about the Uranium One deal, and that's probably why they're sitting in prison right now.
I didn't know that. I thought they stood up against a bunch of land grabs that Trump's now reversing on land that they had the surface rights to since 1877. The dumb liberal public's like, how do you have the right to the top if you don't own it? Total morons. And I didn't know. I mean, I know they found the communist Chinese. We're going to use them as an easement for their scam with Harry Reid, who's now gone. Tell me about
Harry,
it.
Harry Reid definitely wants their land. His son Roy wants their land for the solar farm next door to it.
But now, that was confirmed. And then the media played games and went, oh, it was going to be an easement, not the solar farm. Alex was wrong. It's the same thing as the solar farm. I said an easement for the solar farm. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, well, you do know the Hammonds, their uranium for the Uranium One deal is coming off of their land and all the surrounding land. The ranch.
You know, I knew that some of the uranium was out there in Oregon. I didn't know that. Wow, is that even in the news?
No, it is not. But that is part of what the Bundys uncovered when they went and occupied the Malheur Refuge last year. And that's probably why they're being demonized now, and Mr. Lavoy Finicum was shot and murdered by the FBI. They're using the BLM as their Nazi Gestapo, for that matter.
I know. They're even indicting the people that were involved shooting them. That is just crazy. Wow. Well, I'll look into that. What else do you think about what's going on in the world?
Well, the Texas church shooting, the false flag attack. You know, every time that the communist Democrats have one of their treasonous activities exposed, there's always a false flag attack that happens in the United States to get our attention off of it.
I've noticed every time the Uranium One deal comes out, every time they get caught with the Donna Brazile stuff, just magically one of the little demons, you know, goes and kills some people. And it never matters that he's admittedly Antifa. They just say, oh, there's no connection. He attacked Christians. He's wearing black. He said on his own LinkedIn he loves Antifa and hates Christians. There you go. I hate Christians, he says, and goes and kills them, and they ask what the motive is.
That's right. It's also a gun-grabbing attempt. Like the congressman from Illinois, his name is Quigley, you were just talking about earlier. Yeah, but it's always a good guy with a gun that can stop a bad guy with a gun. And I guess they're competing for the title of the greatest gun salesman in history, trying to get that from Obama.
Well, that's the good news, Tal, is you're awake, I'm awake, and we're never going back under their spell again. God bless you. Keep spreading the word. I love you. That's a great caller. Alyssa, Zach, Mark, and others, your calls are only a few minutes away. I'm going right to you on the other side. InfoWars.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Netflix has got a new TV show coming out praising the communist revolution, kicking off in 1917 right through the 30s. How wonderful it was, mass murdering everyone. Then the media goes, Jones is crazy, claiming Antifa's planning an uprising and that it's coordinated with the 100th anniversary. That's on their websites. It's in full page ads. They've been trying to attack the White House last night, attacking Rand Paul, attacking the church, attacking. You're seeing the attacks. It's called the Russian Revolution. We've got a breakdown of that that Gavin Wentz put together coming up in the next segment, and I've got some other powerful videos. But right now, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Alyssa in Oregon. Thank you for holding patiently.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor to be on the phone with you again.
Thank you.
I got one quick little suggestion before I get into my question. My little brother, he has autism, and because of, you know, his problems from the vaccinations, he has a lot of food allergies. And I think he could really benefit from your bone broth, but unfortunately it has milk products in it. I was wondering if there's any possible way you might consider making a sort of offshoot of bone broth, but without any dairy products.
No, that's a great point. We should come out with a variant that doesn't have basically whey products in it for people that have a lactose intolerance. That's a great idea. We're expanding the entire InfoWars Life brand so that we can obviously fund our operation and help people have better lives. So a 360 win. But that is a great point. We will try to work on that.
Okay, now for my question. Ever since you had that pastor on, you know, I remembered about a man I heard about during the election, a retired firefighter named Mark Taylor. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I'll look it up. I may have, but I may have forgotten. Mark Taylor.
He says that God showed him in 2011 that Donald Trump would become president of the United States. Now, of course, I was naturally skeptical about this. You know, there's a lot of...
Did you find the original timestamp video?
I actually saw the video in April 18th of 2016. That was his first interview, basically detailing pretty much how the entire election was going to go down, and it's pretty much happened exactly how he said. He also talked about how Trump was going to pick five Supreme Court justices. Looks like that number is going to happen, too. And also talking about how the death of Antonin Scalia was also a sign.
All right. Well, thank you, Alyssa. I'll have to look into that. Thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you very much. By the way, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play the clip of Trump hours after the Texas shooting, saying we have a lot of mental problems in America, and they're getting worse because of the culture and the drugs and the TV, and, I mean, just all of us contributing to the breakdown of society. Church gunman escaped from mental hospital in 2012. I mean, this guy was a mess, but of course he was a liberal. Here is the president predicting it and being proven correct. Here it is.
Your problem here. This was a very, based on preliminary reports, very deranged individual. A lot of problems over a long period of time. We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it. But fortunately, somebody else had a gun that was shooting in the opposite direction. Otherwise, it would have been as bad as it was. It would have been much worse. But this is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event. These are great people and a very, very sad event.
But the media,
that's the way I view it.
But the media said Trump was wrong and horrible. But, oh, here it is, now being reported by ABC News, CBS News, KHOU, out of Houston. Church gunman escaped from mental hospital in 2012. The gunman who killed 26 people in South Texas Church Sunday escaped from a mental health facility in New Mexico in 2012, according to documents obtained by KHOU 11 News. Devin Kelly was sent to the Park Behavioral Health Services Center in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, after beating his wife and child while stationed at Holloman Air Force Base. Should have just gone to prison and got his ass kicked. These punks never do. On June 13, 2012, Kelly escaped from the center and fled across the state line to El Paso. In the missing person report, Kelly was described as a danger to himself and others and had already been caught sneaking firearms onto Holloman Air Force Base. The Air Force didn't transfer the dishonorable discharge to the FBI database. The report said Kelly was attempting to carry out death threats. Man, lock his butt up, man. He made on the military chain of command. He's threatening to kill the chain of command, all of it. He escaped from a mental institution. I think that gives you about 10 years in a supermax right there. I mean, it's always mental patients. We know they're coming. No one's going after them. They let them get the weapons, and then they blame us. No, I will not be blamed for this scumbag. I will not collectively take the guilt of hundreds of millions killed by communists and authoritarians in countries where they had no guns. But here is Cuomo refuting the mental illness statement of the president, proving what a complete congenital liar or moron or both he is. Here it is.
Reality. For all the talk about mental illness as the key, studies show the U.S. doesn't have more mental illness than anywhere else. But we do have 25 times the rate of gun murder. 25 times. Americans own more guns per capita than any other country. In fact, half of all civilian-owned guns in the world are owned by Americans. America has more mass shootings than any other country in the world. We own more guns. We have more mass shootings. What are we going to do about it?
Oh, well, get rid of your bodyguards? No. But England has, what, 15 times the knife attacks we do because they don't have guns. Yes, it's true that per capita for any free country, we have the highest rate of gun crime. But if you then look at all the other crime statistics, many of them are lower. So, again, it's all distorted. Overall, crime using guns is down 61% FBI statistics since 1992. What they do is hype up the mass shootings to create the perception. But the statistics are up this year from last year, if you count Mandalay Bay and now this event. And, of course, a lot of this is leftists pulling off false flags. I believe to demonize the Second Amendment. They certainly fit the entire MO. But there is the president. There is President Trump, completely vindicated. It now turns out, breaking, if you just tuned in, that the shooter from Texas in the mass murder at the church, Mr. Devin Kelly, escaped from a mental hospital in 2012 after the military put him there for trying to bring guns on base to kill his chain of command, for punishing him for attacking his wife and stepchild, and that he was trying to bring weapons on to kill them. What did the Air Force do? Well, I guess they covered it up because they never transferred the information to the FBI NICS system so that he couldn't get guns via his dishonorable discharge, and he was able to get them. So we need to find out who in his chain of command dropped the ball, and they need to be standing tall before the man and have their butts court-martialed and thrown in prison because they are partially responsible.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The threat is real. It's the globalist engineering, anti-Christian, anti-Western operations to bring in the technocracy. Tomorrow, it kicks off at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Central. ATX time.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Live 34-hour coverage of the one-year anniversary of American Rebirth and Renaissance. We're going to be showing the clips of the night we won what happened, what Trump's delivered on, what we haven't delivered on, how the globalists are striking back, the total war, all the latest news and information, 8 a.m. tomorrow, right through the evening, right through to the next day at 6 p.m. when the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone ends. This is an exercise in info war, spreading the articles, spreading the videos, spreading the live links that'll be at infowars.com/show tomorrow, and in a big page we're going to have on the front page to go out and trigger the authoritarian bullies to let them know we're not going to give in, we're not going to give up, we're winning, we're going to exercise our free speech, we're going to bring jobs back to America, we're going to promote the family, we're going to promote religious freedom, we're going to promote Christianity, we're going to promote pro-life ideas and valuing human life, we're going to expose the globalists, we're going to do it, and we're going to keep doing it. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls right now. In the next segment, there's a new vicious Netflix program meant to kick off civil war right on time we're going to tell you about, and a very powerful speech that triggers a globalist in Congress. Congresswoman Flip Sound, a pro-life activist, after she schools him on abortion. That's coming up as well. But first, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Mark in Florida, then we'll go to Zach, Anthony, and others. Mark, welcome.
Hello, Alex. Yes, I'm in Oregon today. I'm not in Florida today. But it's great to speak with you. Alex, by the way, if you could possibly get, like, tomorrow's broadcast would be a big example. Make that accessible to people who only have the option to listen to you on the telephone, on the listen line. We miss everything, basically. We only get your show, which is a whole lot. It's everything in itself. But it'd be wonderful to hear the new programs and everything that comes over the Internet as such. I'd sure appreciate it.
We're working hard on the infrastructure. I got a team of about 40 people here right now building the new studio. We're expending all of our fuel to try to expand the operation. So absolutely, if volunteers want to pick up our streams and do free telephone services for people, we'll plug it and put it out. Right now we're maxed out. We need the audience to build the infrastructure or to put us on local stations in their area and then spread the word.
I faithfully spend quite a bit of money on your products because
I understand. I understand, sir. I'm just telling you, we are just maxed out. There's new equipment everywhere. We're trying to hire people. We're trying to deal with personnel issues. I'm just telling you, we are maxed out here. Like, our guns are melting hot in the info war. They're like, we're trying to put new barrels on. I mean, it's smoking around here.
I can tell just by listening to you, Alex, every day since right after 9/11. You know, I've followed you closely.
I know, brother. You've been calling for years. So what's on your mind, my friend?
I was going to say you're a human dynamo.
No. Wish I was.
Alex, it's quite clear by the laws of this country and even by statements on the other side, such as Dianne Feinstein made recently, that Antifa, whatever how you pronounce it, is a terrorist organization. They need to be gathered up just as Donald Trump has gathered up pedophiles. And if we don't, they're just going to keep on growing because it's not the only. They have many sister organizations, I understand.
Well, they're being listed as terrorists more and more, and by the state of New Jersey and other folks. But you're absolutely right. And here's the bad news. They know how to pull false flags now. They want our guns. They're communists. They're always going to have weapons. They want a violent revolution. They want to get our guns so they can finally take over. And here it is, USC shooting. This is breaking now. Gunman opens fire in the University of South Carolina, injuring at least one. We hope that nobody's been killed. There is said to be an active shooter situation, University of South Carolina, with one person to believe have been shot. University of South Carolina upstate in Spartanburg issued a Twitter alert warning shots fired with four buildings on campus placed in lockdown. That lockdown was later lifted, so it might have been a backfire or one person shot. No arrests have been reported. We'll see. I hope it's not real. Mark, anything else?
Yes, the military and the intelligence community white hats in this country have the full capability at Donald Trump's behest of actually beginning the gathering, and we already have the camps built, and they can be put right into the camps. There's an example that needs to be made of they're just going to keep on growing, and we're going to get to a flare point that's going to cause such chaos that we're never going to get back.
Sure,
to
sure. I don't want to become what we're fighting. But the groups calling for violent overthrow, calling for killing people, they should be arrested and tried by juries of their peers. People should be pulling their money out of the globalist institutions. They should be getting really aggressive, but they have built FEMA camps. They have built emergency centers for conservatives, libertarians. If a civil war does break out and things get rough, I mean, we'll probably have to use them, but it's not going to be secret, and we're going to have lawyers, and these people are going to end up, getting their trials. But we may have to set up emergency centers if they start up, because they're trying to get the average leftist to go out and start killing. And if they all just start killing en masse, we will have to round them up, because they are planning a helter-skelter, violent leftist spasm, and we just can't sit here and take it. I mean, they're a bunch of weird wimps, I appreciate your call, who never had a coming of age, never grew up as men. Now they're 30, 40 years old, and they want to have a coming of age killing Christians and conservatives. And they're all a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles. Now, they're devil-worshipping pedophiles, and it turns out this lunatic in Texas was a homicidal maniac who was a pedophile and was thrown in a mental institution because he tried to kill his chain of command. And I guess they were too scared of him, so they just let him out of the military and didn't even transfer the paperwork. So, you know, this guy's a homicidal maniac. He should have been locked up for 10 years. And, you know, if somebody's so dangerous, too, you can't ever release him again, give him a lobotomy. And I'm not for lobotomies against, you know, people that aren't violent. But you're a homicidal maniac who wants to kill everybody. Well, we'll just cut your brain out. How's that sound? Zach in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, it's great to be back on, and I just have to really update some key information to connect some dots regarding.
Yeah, because you were gonna come on as a guest, but then you got in some trouble.
Yeah,
and I didn't even notice that was the regular Zach from Florida. I'm sorry I made you hold an hour, but I'm just all over the map today. Because you talked about the Saudi Arabia shakeup that was about to happen, how they were involved with the Vegas attack. Just to recap for folks, you've been a great source of info. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I got back and forth to Nico. Just haven't heard anything back, but I'm sure you guys are busy there building your operation. So let's get into the Saudi Arabia thing, which is very important. The shakeup that comes right after the Vegas intel that dropped, which is important. And this is deep and this is major. So let's get right into it. Yemen, this is the next play. It's going to be Yemen. What we have in February, if you know, people have such a short memory, but I've compiled the timeline here so I don't miss this stuff. In February, we have to remember the Navy SEAL raid in Yemen that Trump ordered, that killed a couple Navy SEALs, came back, and Trump quotes, "We have gathered very vital intel." Immediately following that, you have John McCain completely discrediting Trump, coming out and, you know, saying that this raid in Yemen was not appropriate. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's out of control. And why do you think that was? The information that was gathered in Yemen uncovered them all physically. So they physically gathered that intel.
Okay. Sure, that was who was controlling the ISIS al-Qaeda operatives out of Saudi Arabia.
And it's no coincidence that a few months after that, you have John McCain, miraculously having, you know, a brain cancer surgery out of nowhere, because make no mistake, he will be questioned in the future. And they're going through some other motions right now. But this is very convenient when it's going to come to him being questioned and his lack of memory, therefore, you know.
Sure, because he went and funded the radical jihadis himself. He quarterbacked the whole deal. He's been up to it, you know, in his eyeballs. And now you're right. They go get the intel out of Yemen. Now this is happening in Saudi Arabia. They're rolling up the whole globalist network with the Bushes, you name it.
100%. And the caller you had earlier was Abdos, his name was Tom, saying that North Korea is not a big issue. North Korea is a big issue when it comes to...
I tell you what, come back in the next segment, Zach, and next time Zach calls in, let me know. It's not your fault. I could have seen his name. I just don't really... I just go to the next caller in order and then look at the next name later. I don't really screen the calls. It's kind of go to whoever. But Zach's been a great source of info, so we're going to get Zach on tomorrow if he can do it. I'm going to talk to Zach during the break. So, guys, ask him when he wants to come on, and any of those times tomorrow, Zach's going to come on and talk all about this. What a great source of info. We'll be right back.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
We kick off a 34-hour broadcast celebrating the one-year anniversary of the historic victory that is now leading the way for other nations to pull out of unelected authoritarian, communist, and socialist globalism. Now, he's been calling a couple of years, but he's been calling almost every week the last 6 months or so. And Zach just has great sources. I don't know his whole background there at from former Special Forces Command in Florida. I think that's where he mentioned some of his info was from before. I just know from all my big sources, and I got a lot of sources right up to the president, I'll just leave it at that, who we still occasionally get info directly from. I mean, that's not a secret. In fact, General Kelly's blockade of info is suddenly lifted. It's crazy. And he's gotten on board it now, is the information we've gotten. He was going to join us last week for an hour, and then I guess he got called in and got in some trouble. Even though he's never given us anything classified, he just pointed out what's happening. And he said last week, big shakeup in Saudi Arabia, criminal networks there working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, connected in to what happened in Vegas. And I was given that information from sources in Vegas, but also in the federal government. But they said, please don't talk about that yet. But then he called in and talked about it. So he's got some sources. I don't know what he wants to say about himself. He's going to join us by Skype tomorrow. I sure hope it ends up happening. But just recap Vegas, what you predicted last week, the civil war inside Wahhabist Islam, and what the next big shoe to drop is. I mean, they're killing a bunch of these princes. There's a civil war over there. They're blowing up their helicopters. And we knew this tied back to trying to find out who's actually behind ISIS. We now know it's the Clintons, it's Obama, it's Hillary, it's the Arab Spring, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. And now this is the proof from Yemen in that raid that got the globalists so upset when it happened. So walk us through it.
Okay, so we had the call on October 31st, me and yourself, and they're talking about the Saudi connections in Vegas. Obviously, during that weekend, you have the incredible shakeup in Saudi Arabia, and it's not coincidental because that was pretty important stuff, and that's kind of stuff you don't bring up. But because here's the thing with those PMCs. When you have this prince who was arrested, he's at the big center of this because Prince Al-Waleed, the billionaire who was
he's the one always running down Trump, quarterbacking a bunch of the leftist stuff here.
He's publicly funded several PMCs, and this is what they do with the private military companies. They run as a certain name in a certain organization, then like Blackwater and some of the other ones, they continue to change names.
And they've been ballsy enough to be in big firefights in Saudi Arabia the last 4 days. That's not really in our news, but some of it's leaked. I mean, there's actual civil war going on.
So this happens. We leak the information on the 31st, and obviously, you know, we see what happens there on the weekend leading into the new week. So this happens, but what we have to realize is, and this is the prediction, and this is the next big news, which will occur this week, unless we, you know, kind of stop it here. There's going to be attack by what will be described as Yemeni nationals in the United States. Make no mistake, but these are. And I'm just going to go ahead and put the agency out here. These are CIA operatives. These are CIA proxies who are rogue at this point because their entire infrastructure has been dissolved by the Trump administration. Okay. When you launch an ICBM from Yemen, there is absolutely not a reality in the world where they have the capability of doing that. Okay. So for this thing firing into Riyadh being shut down, they are incredibly desperate. And I'm just going to say it right now. During this week, there is an attempt by Yemeni nationals in the United States to pull a false flag. And because they're desperate, but here's the thing, the money source is captured at a evacuated Ritz-Carlton in Saudi Arabia. Those individuals, they flushed the Ritz-Carlton in Saudi Arabia, and they're being held there.
As you said weeks before this came out, they pushed their bluff with Trump, the destabilization campaign, and he just basically called their bluff and rolled them up.
You have, and John McCain is just so done. John McCain plays a big part in this, okay? He plays a major part in this. He's timestamped on February 2nd making his comments about the Navy SEALs, you know, making the raid in Yemen and how he was by the
Well, he's photographed with the leaders of ISIS before they created the group. I mean, he's red-handed.
Who are in Yemen as we speak and are freaking out because the spout of money has dried up. They got Al-Waleed in Riyadh right now, flushed out.
And let's boil it down, because this is all confirmed. Just like Trump said, Hillary and Obama founded ISIS. Trump is rolling up the double networks that even Saudi Arabia didn't like because they were used to menace and control Saudi Arabia. He's going to clean, open, real, pragmatic politics. He's told the king this. The king, once he was shown the evidence of the data files, got on board. Now they're getting in line, and Iran better get in line because this is all unfolding. But you're right. They've got stay-behind terror networks in the deep state that's refused to go and is going to now launch attacks and try to blame the Second Amendment. You can just see it unfolding. So continue.
So basically, you know, callers and some individuals are speculating there will be a war with Iran. No, this is the war with Iran. This is the legitimate war with Iran. There is no kinetic war with Iran without their deep state backing. And that is gone, thanks to Donald Trump. He has shifted his real military, focus, I guess you could call it, into the South Pacific, in Korea, as we talked about, me and yourself, 6 months ago, bringing up strategic patience. In Trump's speech in Korea, where he takes his business coat off, and puts on the bomber jacket, is the most symbolic thing ever. Then reads specifically from a sheet of paper. He's a great speaker and orator. But he speaks and specifically mentions the term strategic patience, which has not been uttered diplomatically like he has said in the last 25 years. And that's for good reason, because these are deep state intelligence-backed proxies. There is no kinetic war with Iran. We're in it right now. We've leaked them. We've double-crossed them. Trump is playing, I don't even know if you call it 5D chess. He's so far ahead. It's so brilliant. And this line that he's an idiot, they are highly mistaken.
Well, I know what Trump did. He went the day after he got elected, once he was sworn in, he went to the CIA. He gave them all big plaques, American flag plaques on wood. I'm only saying that people know that I actually talked to folks at Robert C. Inn on the meeting. And it wasn't a classified meeting. And the point is, but it never leaked. And he said, whoever's for America and wants to be straight shooters, I'm going to back you 100%. Whoever isn't, get ready. I'm coming after you. And he said, we're not playing games and double-crossing people anymore. He said, this whole global system of double-crossing and funding terror is over. Then he got with the people that understood the full operation and green-lighted them rolling up these networks of the Muslim Brotherhood that we know is been funded by multi-actors in the Middle East, not just Iran. And so what we're seeing is a major stabilization operation by the president. But I agree with you. They're going to try to launch some attacks. But what did they think was going to happen when they pulled off the Vegas operation? I mean, did they think Trump was just going to crap his pants and say, okay, we'll, you know, please don't stage a bunch of terror attacks. I'll back off now.
I don't know what they really thought Trump, and I don't think think people have underestimated him, obviously. But that was symbolic, and that was blackmailing to other people within the actual infrastructure of our government. There's certain words, keywords, and certain signifiers within that attack, even within the attack in Texas, which you can get into, that are essentially symbols to people within the infrastructure, essentially a hand being played in a game of poker. So,
and they're also having the drills right now of all the U.S. power being knocked out, which is really the cover, and the enemy knows this, to put teams in place guarding strategic power stations. This country's on a full war footing right now with the globalists and their Islamic proxy armies. But we know they've also got other proxy groups. Any information on who else we should be watching out for?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no difference. Antifa is a creation of the deep state. If you would look into the creation and the actual, standing up of what we call Al-Qaeda or today ISIS, there's no difference in Antifa. So you have at the actual helm, the funding helm of these groups, you have deep state individuals who are carrying this out. And I'm just going to tell you right now, with this Texas shooting, I'm not going to speculate too much, but I shouldn't get into that. Actually, let me just stop right there. But you're going to see more attacks like the Texas shooting that may be double barbed. And what double barbed means is they have a specific point and they have specific blackmail characteristics to people within the government. But they also, the double barb, the second barb of it, is to carry out political agendas like gun control. And
sure, and it shows their sick mind. They think they attack a country music deal, they attack a church, they attack Texas, just like Hitler bombed London. That only made the Brits get behind the war. I don't know why they think all this intimidation is going to make us give our guns up or make us bow. They're really stupid.
This week you will see an attempt, and hopefully it's foiled, I hope, but they're brazen and they've obviously been doing things. There will be an attempted attack on the United States of America, a massive attack by an individual group of individuals that have Yemen nationality.
And that's why they keep saying Trump will be gone by December. They're planning to get things so bad, we go, it's Trump's fault, get rid of him. I don't understand how they think this is going to work.
Yeah, and Trump is doubling down. He hasn't been intimidated. If anything, it's fired him up. The symbolism of him taking off the business jacket, putting on the bomber jacket, and uttering the word strategic patience in the South Pacific is a real message to China, and that's why he's going to meet with Putin.
Well, listen, Paul Watson's coming up, and I got a few clips I got to play before that happens of stuff I promised to air, but you should come on, because I know you got good information today, if you can, with Owen sometime and tomorrow. We should just get this happening now. So thank you so much, Zach. We put you on hold. I want to get you with Owen, if you can do it, or David Knight tomorrow, as much as possible. I want you to flesh this out for folks, because you're dead on. We've got to be bracing for the new attacks.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-7000.
800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.